Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. In Lansing, city leaders and many others have begun digging into pages of new recommendations for addressing long-term revenue shortfalls. Former Mayor Dave Hollister led the 14-person effort beginning about 6 months ago. Mayor Virge Brunero says Lansing needs to come to grips with chronic budget gaps to avoid the possibility of an emergency manager in the future. The Blue Ribbon Financial Health Team divided its work into two areas, long-term costs and debt, and a regional approach to cutting, streamlining, and the like. And joining us to discuss current state, happy to welcome the two key members of the Financial Health Team, Chair and former Mayor David Hollister. Dave, good to see you.
Good morning, Mark.
And MSU Professor Eric Scorsone, who studies municipal finance and is the author of the team's final recommendations. Eric, good to see you.
Good morning.
We should make clear that yesterday's was a draft report, and Eric, you are still writing the final report, but that most of what we learned yesterday is likely to be in the final report?
That's right, yep.
Okay, and that will be formally submitted on Monday?
Monday, right.
Any early response from Mayor Brunero or anyone on the City Council, Dave Hollister?
We've met with the council three times and briefed them throughout the process, so I don't think they'll be surprised. I would be surprised if they embraced it in totality because it's such a significant change, and change is difficult under any circumstances, but being an election year makes it much more complex. But the mayor has encouraged us all along. And I think we'll get a good reception at City Hall.
In an interview this morning, City Councilperson Jody Washington suggested there isn't that much that's new in the proposal. Does the report contain the kind of visionary recommendations that you aimed to come up with, Dave?
We recommend a new facility for City Hall, selling the current City Hall, and jointly financing and administering a administration building with the city of the school district. So there'd be a joint school district community administration building that could be shared with others.
That hasn't come up before, though?
No, not to my knowledge. We suggested $1 million in additional technology and streamlining operations, privatizing a number of things. So I think there are recommendations here that might have been kicked around, but we have a well-documented study now. The work that Eric did creating the understanding of the structural nature of the deficit. I mean, it's appropriate that we hear from GM this morning they're investing here because on the surface it looks like Lansing's doing very well. Lansing is a well-managed city. Lansing has significant investment going into it. But underlying this facade of prosperity and vitality is a cancer that's eating away at Lansing and other communities. And that's this unfunded legacy cost and unfunded healthcare liability that Eric has documented in a separate study. So you got two studies here we're talking about,
right,
all coming at the same time that Detroit has an EM, an emergency manager. So these things really point to a major structural problem in our financing of local government. So you've got operational issues and finance issues both.
Eric Scorsone, you look at this issue statewide and out of state, possibly. I mean, does the final report, do you consider it visionary? Do you consider these visionary recommendations?
I do, because I think we're looking at really rethinking city government. And so there may be some specific proposals that have been around for a while, but not in this comprehensive way. And we're really saying we need a Lansing 2.0, a government 2.0. And so the investments are there. The reductions in the budget are there. We're recommending reductions for next budget year. We're also recommending investments, and I think it is different. I think we're looking at, working with the school district to form potentially a cooperative venture that would be very different than what's happened in Michigan. And I think we have to keep in mind, as Dave said, I mean, it's great to see economic expansion, but we have to keep in mind the city's unfunded liabilities are, millions of dollars. So, $1.7 million in revenue over 10 or 12 years doesn't translate into maybe $100,000 a year. But we're talking about unfunded liabilities in the range of $15 to $20 million a year.
That's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is it not, for virtually all municipalities in Michigan?
It is. It is from Detroit to Bay City to Lansing
Flint.
To Flint to all kinds of places.
And there were two parts to your recommendations, long-term solutions, which focused on those legacy costs, as I understand it. And this is where the lion's share of Lansing's red ink is. You propose ending retiree health care plans, at least for new employees, and moving toward a defined contribution approach as opposed to a defined benefit approach. Briefly, could you explain how that works?
Well, a defined contribution plan would be similar to what people have, like a 401k. So the city would put in some money, the employees would put in some money. And then, you know, the employee has to manage those investments for their retirement. Whereas with a pension system, the city's providing funding and providing a benefit in the future. And so we're saying we think the city needs to adjust and move forward with some different plans for new employees. And even for existing employees, there's probably going to have to be adjustments, particularly to health care.
Mark, a particular concern and controversy will be the police and fire. Right now, the Teamster members at City Hall and the UAW members and others have contributed. They've had furlough days. They've contributed more to their health care. There's a number of sacrifices that they've made. But because the fire and police unions are protected by 312, binding arbitration, they have been unwilling to negotiate those same kind of concessions. We recommend here taking those funds out and assuming they're going to make those recommendations and have equity of sacrifice. I mean, the city employees clearly have sacrificed. And if they choose not to do that, there would be a reduction in force. That's never been that explicit before. We are very concerned, if you're going to go forward in this region, that the cost, that per capita cost, for our police and fire be brought more in line with benchmark communities in Michigan and in the region. And that's something that the council and the mayor have not dealt with in the past.
But how is the sacrifice, how will that sacrifice become more equitable in the future? Are you saying the unions need to give up more? They need to concede more?
The police and fire need to concede something. At this point, they've conceded nothing.
Okay, but you say they have made concessions in the past. They need to continue to make concessions.
The regular employees, the general employees, the police and fire employees have not contributed the concessions in their health care.
Okay. As a former mayor, you've got insights into what it's like to deal with city unions. How willing do you think they will need to be? This is a big, important discussion that needs to take place then.
The viability of the city is at risk. I think Eric's documented that. We're talking 5 to 7 years. The city could be facing an emergency manager like Detroit and Flint have. So the degree that people push back or run from or deny these recommendations, the day of reckoning simply comes sooner. These are arrows that are long established, the loss of property tax values, the loss of state revenue, personal income, population have been going down for decades. We've documented that in this report. And the legacy costs are going up in the opposite direction. Those arrows are going up at a 45-degree angle and continue into perpetuity, and you simply cannot continue to finance local government that way without insolvency at some point. I'm saying 5 to 7 years. If the folks at this city are unable to wrestle and solve this, it'll be 3 to 5.
Eric Scorsone, does the implementation of the Affordable Care Act from the federal government make some changes possible here in terms of health care savings for the city?
Well, potentially, but I mean, it may actually raise the cost of health care because there will be more administrative burdens. The positive side of it may be that with these new state health exchanges, there may be an ability to move some of the retirees, either current or new future retirees, into the exchanges. That's what the city of Chicago is looking at. And the city might provide a subsidy to purchase insurance on the exchange.
You recommend that in your report?
Well, we're recommending it needs to be examined because we don't know what Michigan's exchange is going to look like yet. And Illinois has already been set up, essentially. So we don't know what our system will be.
the team recommends consideration of privatization of some city functions, parking, waste hauling, and other functions. Generally, did you get an idea of how much more privatization the city could do? Is there still a lot of room to privatize services?
We're looking at cemeteries. We're looking at golf. We think solid waste is one. Waste pickup is ripe for development. There are some other new ideas we talk in about forming a metro authority and beginning immediately to work on joint purchasing with the school district, a joint information technology officer. We're talking about doing some regional stuff immediately. So there are savings there as well.
Let's move to that regionalism piece. Your recommendations appear to focus on consolidation and streamlining of city administrative services with the Lansing School District. And here your group identified the sharing of an administration building, one building that would contain both of these public institutions. What makes that a good recommendation? Eric?
Well, I think both institutions have fewer employees today, and I think with City Hall and the status it's in, we can find a better way to put these together. Just like, say, Detroit and Wayne County share a building, for example, and you can share purchasing, IT. We're recommending a chief information officer that would be shared between both entities, for example. And I think there's a lot of efficiencies that can be garnered. And the two entities could actually create a kind of a regional authority. And that authority could even bring in other members later on.
Right. We're looking at assessing functions that could be done in the region for other municipalities. We're talking about back office operations, accounting functions. I mean, there's numerous services you can share. And we recommend that you get started on that immediately. One of our members was Steve Liddle, and he's a young legal eagle, worked for the governor for Governor Granholm, and he was pointing out all these new tools that have been made available to local governments, and we need to really embrace them enthusiastically and aggressively, and I think Lansing with this blueprint can become a model. I think this 2.0 idea is really important, that this is really redefining how we do business, and there aren't many at City Hall been talking about a joint administrative building with school officials or joint purchasing or joint anything. They have a hard time talking to each other on certain days. So we think we're breaking the mold here, and we've got a bold plan, and it's up to them to embrace it and run with it.
The comparisons with the Simpson-Bowles plan on the national level are unavoidable here. Dave, are members of the team, including yourself, going to take an active role, a la Simpson and Bowles, in keeping this report in front of city leaders and the public in the future?
I think so, and I think the local media will as well. The State Journal gave it great coverage. One of our local TV stations has set aside a major commitment to focus on this. It's up to the business and community leaders now to hold the council and the mayor's feet to the fire. This is not going to be easy. The easy ones are done many years ago.
Yeah.
These are hard, and I commend the city and the mayor for having the courage to do it in an election year.
Former Mayor David Hollister is the chairman of Lansing's financial health team, and MSU Professor Eric Scorsone is writing the team's final recommendations for formal presentation on Monday. Dave, Eric, many thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.